2 Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh according to all that David his father had done. Now he had a really bad, evil father called Ahaz, who we've just been reading about. So what you see there is that a bad man has a good son. And Hezekiah was good, we're told, but he had a bad son called Manasseh who was really awful. So you can see then how it doesn't necessarily run in families, that each person must make their own relationship with God. There's no way that we can say that, because I had a good father or good mother or a good brother or good sister, therefore I'm okay spiritually. No, it doesn't work like that, and it's no good thinking either that, my parents were such terrible people, such unbelievers, well, it's just carried on in such a bad way, therefore, I've got no chance. No, each person must make their own relationship with God. And in that sense, spirituality doesn't run in families like it's a kind of a genetic that you have to be like that because that's how your mum and dad were. That's not how it is. We each have to come to know God personally, and that's why he brings these things into our lives. In the first year of Hezekiah's reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them and brought in the priests and the Levites and said to them, "Listen to me, sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of Yahweh and carry out all the idols out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and have forsaken him and turned away their faces from him and turned their backs. They shut up the doors of the porch, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel. Therefore the wrath of Yahweh was on Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to be tossed back and forth, as you see with your eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity because of this." Well, Ahaz, that's Hezekiah's father, had made his own children to pass through the fire and had actually burnt them in the fire, we're told. So Hezekiah had luckily escaped, and yet he'd probably seen his own siblings, his own brothers, maybe sisters, being burnt by his own father to these idols. So it's not surprising that he really hated the idols, wanted to get rid of them. And so it is with us, that we can see in our youth, he was fairly young when he became king, we can see in our youth the errors of society and maybe our parents or whatever, our background, very clearly. And youth is the time to rebel against them and to set yourself up in the right way before God. Now he says, "It's in my heart to make a covenant with Yahweh, that his fierce anger may turn away from us. Don't be negligent now, for Yahweh has chosen you to stand before him," this is the Levites, "to minister to him and to burn incense." Then the Levites arose. They gathered their brothers and sanctified themselves and went in according to the commandment of the king to cleanse the house of Yahweh. The priests went into the inner part of the house of Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in Yahweh's temple into the court of the house of Yahweh. The Levites took it to carry it out to the brook Kidron. So they had put their idols, it seems, in the most holy place. This is absolutely awful how Ahaz had behaved. But of course that is what we do if we mix the worship of God with idols, if we bring in idols into the most holy place. That's what we do if we are having idols in our hearts, which we can do, of course, so easily. So they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days. Then they went into Hezekiah the king in the palace and said, "We have cleansed all the house of Yahweh. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign threw away when he sinned, we've prepared and sanctified, and they're before the altar." Then Hezekiah the king arose early and gathered the princes of the city and went up to the house of Yahweh. They brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 male goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. And so the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. He set the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals and stringed instruments and with harps, according to the commandment of David. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering on the altar. When the burnt offering began, the song of Yahweh began also, and the trumpets sounded, and all the assembly worshipped. This is one of a lot of times when you see a connection between joy and sacrifice. Now, when you sacrifice, you might think that, oh, I'm giving something, I'm therefore minus. But no, we are to rejoice when we give like that. And so that's why we're told that God loves a cheerful, a joyful giver. We should never give with resentment, thinking, I saved this, or I worked for this, now I'm giving it away. We should give with joy, and that's what they did. When they had made an end of offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praises to Yahweh with the words of David. And they sang praise with gladness and bowed their heads and worshipped. The number of animals which they offered was 70 bulls, 100 rams and 200 lambs. And the consecrated things were 600 head of cattle and 3,000 sheep. Well, that is good in a sense, but I think that Hezekiah was still missing the point that David had had to learn, that after he sinned with Bathsheba, he says, there's no sacrifice that you wanted, or else I would offer it. You don't want sacrifice, you don't desire all this, but what you want is a broken and a humble heart. So because they had so many sacrifices, the priests were too few. They couldn't flay all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brothers, the Levites, helped them, even though they weren't technically supposed to do that. It was just the priests who were supposed to do this. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and with the drink offerings for every burnt offering. Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people because of that which God had prepared for the people, for this was done suddenly. So, yeah, they didn't strictly, as I understand it, keep the law about the priests doing all the offerings. And so the Levites, who were not the priests, they were sort of the temple servants, they actually did some of the offering. That's how I read this. It's like when he keeps a Passover. And, well, they keep it not actually on the day they were supposed to keep it by the law of Moses. And God accepts that. And so you can see how we don't have to literally keep the letter of God's law. He's looking for the spirit behind it. But the problem is, as David had to learn when Uzzah put out his hand to steady the ark and got killed, you can take that too far to the point where you say, well, it doesn't matter how we approach God. And that's also wrong. But the point is that God is eager for us to serve him, and Hezekiah got in the spirit of that. And quite simply, if you love God and respect his holiness, then I think you will always in the end find the right way with these kind of questions.